This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The director of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says that COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations appear to be on a downward trajectory in the United States, as the Biden administration remains confident that it can reach its target of vaccinating 100 million Americans in its first 100 days. Speaking in a virtual news conference, CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky said new variants of the virus threaten recent gains against COVID-19.
Not wearing masks and participating in in-person social gatherings have contributed to the variant spread. We must take prevention intervention seriously. Now is not the time to let our guard down.
Walensky said that infection levels are back to pre-Thanksgiving numbers, and the daily death total is expected to follow the decrease in infections. A United Nations-backed program to deploy COVID-19 vaccines to the neediest people worldwide on Wednesday announced plans for an initial distribution of more than 100 million doses by the end of the first quarter and more than 200 million more by the end of June. Frederik Christiansen is the deputy CEO of the Coalition for Epidemic Preparedness Innovations.
We are on the path to really start balancing out a global map, which so far has shown, you know, how many lower-income countries are yet to start vaccinating a single person, while other wealthier countries plow ahead towards mass vaccination.
The Vaccine Alliance, which is leading the COVAX program along with CEPI and the WHO, says the Pfizer-BioNTech rollout through the program is expected in the first quarter of this year. AstraZeneca's rollout will come in the first half of the year. This is VOA News. Police in Myanmar leveled their first formal charges against Aung San Suu Kyi, accusing her of possessing illegally imported walkie-talkies and giving the military authorities who staged a coup a legal reason to detain her for 2 weeks. The charge came to light 2 days after she was placed under house arrest and appeared to be an effort to lend a legal veneer to her detention, though the generals have previously kept her and others locked up for years. The military announced Monday that it would take power for 1 year, accusing Suu Kyi's government of not investigating allegations of voter fraud in recent elections, which her party overwhelmingly won. President Joe Biden is signaling flexibility in talks over his coronavirus relief package, while at the same time urging Congress to act big and fast, AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
In a meeting with Democratic lawmakers, two sources say the president told them he's not married to an absolute number on the $1.9 trillion package and said while they can be flexible, they should not back down on the aid's size or scope. Later in the Oval Office,
we'll get Republican support.
The president told Senate committee chairs he's confident some GOP members will sign on, though Republicans are pitching a far smaller bill, and Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell's ripping Democratic steps toward approving the president's plan without GOP support.
The same kind of massive, partisan, poorly targeted borrowing spree that permanently wounded the last Democratic presidency right out of the gate.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
A film about a film writer and a TV show about British royalty lead the nominations for the Golden Globe Awards. AP's Margie Zaralletta has more.
Watch those stairs. They're treacherous.
Every moment of my life is treacherous.
The Netflix movie Mank leads the film nominees for the Golden Globes with 6, including Best Drama Film. The Crown leads the TV categories, also with 6. Other multiple nominees include The Trial of the Chicago 7, Ozark, and Nomadland. The Golden Globes will be delayed 2 months because of the pandemic, but they will still be the first major Hollywood award show. They will be staged February 28th, with Tina Fey hosting from New York and Amy Poehler in Los Angeles. I'm Margie Zaralletta.
A mixed day on Wall Street with the Dow Jones Industrials and the S&P 500 up, but the Nasdaq down slightly. The Dow rose by 0.12%, the S&P gained 0.1%, but the Nasdaq fell by 0.02%. Find more at our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.